Exactly. Now, this was covered on daytime TV recently, and the papers have picked up on it regarding long-term use of paracetamol. So I've done a bit of digging about this just to get the information. And this goes back a couple of years, and the British Heart Foundation financed some research, and they basically found that long-term use of paracetamol may be a risk for people with high blood pressure. It's a fairly small study. It's about 110 people in the study. It was done with the University of Edinburgh because historically, paracetamol was assumed to be a safer alternative than maybe things like, not we call them non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, things like ibuprofen, and that's probably the most common one. And so people maybe who have high blood pressure would know to avoid things like ibuprofen, and therefore they would have gone for something like paracetamol. So you can completely understand why people would be using this. In this study, 110 patients, they prescribed either the dose of paracetamol, which is the standard dose, 1 gram, 4 times a day. That's what's written on the packet when you buy it from the chemist. And they then matched it to a placebo for two weeks. And those prescribed paracetamol had a significant increase in their blood pressure compared to those that were taking placebo. And they found that this rise was similar to those who were taking the anti-inflammatory drugs. So what does that mean for us? Well, I think what they're saying is that for short-term use, you've got a headache or something like that, it's absolutely fine to take it. But what they're saying is don't stay on paracetamol in the long term without a discussion with your primary care clinician, and also checking your blood pressure as well and monitoring that. Because if you're on medication already, it might be that that medication needs to be tweaked. Or if you're not on medication, it might be that your blood pressure has gone up. So it's important not to stay on long-term paracetamol without having a discussion.
Well, I suppose it's there is no totally safe drug, I imagine, is probably
Well,
the story here.
exactly. And you know what, Jane, if ever there's a new drug on the market and they say this drug is amazing and there are no side effects, it literally, I just think, oh really, let's wait and see. And you know, a few years down the line, all these things trickle through. So for me, that's a red flag if somebody says it's a very safe drug.
Excellent. Thanks, Nick.